All right, Keith, you ready to make some sense?
Dollars and cents.
Because I don't think what Rappaport just said there made any
sense. No, it doesn't.
Sense.
He's like, no way it happens, but it makes a ton of sense.
It makes sense.
It's actually a lot. It's logical sense.
It might not make sense to you, but it makes sense.
So no, Bill Belichick interviewing with the University of North Carolina, according to Ian Rappaport, makes sense. And the more I think about it, Jones, it does make sense.
Oh, you're with him.
I'm not going
to
make
I'm
the
not
joke.
With him on Deion Sanders. He just compared him to Deion Sanders. I'm not with him on that.
I'm not going to
make
it. Yeah,
it's just like Deion, Bill.
It's just like Deion Sanders. Yeah. He's had just as much coaching experience as Deion Sanders. Same kind of thing.
Okay, but you're coming at it from that way. I'm saying it the opposite. I'm saying guys want to play for Deion. You think college kids are like, yeah, let me go get browbeaten by Bill Belichick to go play for crusty old 72-year-old Bill Belichick.
The guy that coached Mac Jones? That guy?
Yeah.
The guy that coached Cam Newton in 2020 in COVID year?
No,
that guy?
No, Deion can recruit. Yeah. I have no idea. Yeah. Can Bill recruit?
I don't know. He may not have to. His best buddy, Nick Saban, just bailed on college. So I can't imagine that. But I'm not going to do the easy thing, Jones, which is say, oh, of course Bill wants to be there because there are sororities, or, oh, of course Bill wants to be there because his girlfriend goes there. Like, that would be so beneath me.
Jordan is doing grad school there. Like, for a hypothetical
maybe
joke, that would be beneath somebody.
Maybe he's like, a lot of prospects. Like, I will go to them.
Yeah.
That's a lot, you know, the South, sororities down there, very popular.
Very popular. A lot of God girls.
Warm weather all year.
A lot of God girls.
God girls?
Yeah.
What is this?
Religious girls.
Is that helpful?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe.
I'm saying,
untapped market, perhaps.
I'm saying, yeah. Get in there.
It's like fish in a barrel for Bill Belichick on those college campuses. So, but I'm not going to say any of that stuff. I think this is a classic case of both sides think this could benefit them. Really don't know how much it will. But there's no way Bill wants to coach North Carolina. I think North Carolina probably would take him because, like, why the hell not? It's a big-name coach. You're a basketball school.
Yep.
You had Drake May, but it's not a football school at all. They'll have a bowl season here or there, but they're not a true contender. And if you have Bill Belichick as your coach, like, that's huge. And I know, like, the argument, everyone's like, well, you'd only have him for a couple of years. Guess what? If North Carolina gets a good coach, he's going to be there for a couple of years. Mm. If he really turns North Carolina around, whoever it is, isn't that guy either going pro or to the SEC?
Yeah, it's a stepping stone.
It's
job.
A stepping stone.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about the longevity of it. But no, don't you think Bill looks at it and he's like, I want to make sure the NFL teams know I want to coach.
Mm-hmm.
I can't interview with any of those jobs right now. I need to at least get the illusion out there that another place would be interested in me, so they can't just like drag it around. Like, if you say Jacksonville says, well, we're just bidding against ourselves. Like, what's the rush? It's like, no. You're also bidding against the Tar Heels. The Tar Heels might sign Bill. And then if you're North Carolina, you're like, we'll take the pub. We'll take people talking about North Carolina football for a couple of days and like the link to Bill Belichick. And obviously our school's pretty good. If the greatest NFL coach of all time is interviewing with us, I don't think either want it to happen, but they're both hoping to get like a positive kind of, rub from this.
So I think you just summarized it excellent.
Thank you.
And you did a good job taking the high road.
That's it for me.
You did a good job taking the high road and not getting in the mud and making any jokes about Bill and college chicks.
No, not doing that.
Because quite frankly, that's beneath us.
Not on this show.
It's sophomoric.
You're not going to hear it from us.
Which is who Bill's going to be hitting on.
Sophomores?
Yeah, exactly.
Specifically sophomores?
Yeah, specifically sophomores. That's the perfect target.
Yep.
Freshmen, never
sophomores.
Occupied. They just got to college. They
right on that
yet.
Line. Are they allowed?
Juniors and seniors, they're focused on, but sophomores.
No, they can drink legally, sophomore. No, juniors probably. Maybe not sophomores.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they stayed back a year, or maybe they prepped. Maybe they went to prep.
They might have gone to prep school. Thank you.
Yeah, they prepped
for
you.
It's like a gap year.
Yeah.
So that's
popular,
look,
right?
Look,
go travel around.
Look. That's beneath us. We're not going to do that today.
Not on this program.
Because quite frankly, it's mean. It's rude. Mm-hmm. It's not funny.
No, it's not.
So we're not going to do that.
Nope.
You can jump in here on Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. That is your phone and text line, by the way. Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keith. Interact there. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always good stuff there. And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. My initial reaction when I saw Bill Belichick was interviewed at the University of North Carolina. My initial reaction was the NFL doesn't want him, which I was very gleeful about, giddy about.
You don't want him back?
And then, well, no, I mean,
you just like the idea that nobody wants him.
I want to be right, but it's a better story for us.
I want him in the league.
I agree with that. Yeah. It's a better story for us. There's more to it, but I also just selfishly want to be right.
Okay.
That the league.
This is a win-win then for you.
Doesn't view Bill Belichick. Well, it's a bit of a win-win.
You've
good point.
Kind of carved out
so
a win-win.
I was very giddy and gleeful about that. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
People who are, you can't fire Bill Belichick, but they'd be better off with Bill Belichick. The league didn't even want him.
Nobody wants him.
But then I spent 30 seconds thinking about it. And it is a mutually beneficial thing for both of these individuals, the University of North Carolina and Bill Belichick. Okay. So, number one, Jordan Schultz.
Look at that.
On Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He says, most are skeptical Bill would consider coaching in the college game, even with the landscape shifting towards an NFL-style model. One NFL executive told me today he believes Belichick is being strategic, using this to push NFL teams to act faster and make it known that he plans to return in 2025.
I know, but they didn't want him last year. They didn't want him. He is going for a rebrand this year, right? Like, I think he's on, like, Pat McAfee's show for a reason. Yeah. Like, he's doing all these things. I think even this is part. He's on Instagram, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Like, he was told and actually listened to people that were like, you're kind of... you know, grumpy old man routine, kind of snorting into the microphone. It's super charming when you're winning Super Bowls. Less so when you're 4-13 and, you know, have an abysmal offense. You're hiring your friends and you're not drafting well. Like, you need to kind of change that up. Only one team even interviewed you last year.
Yeah.
And they didn't want you.
What's younger and hipper than college?
High school.
But I'm saying
he could take over one of these schools around here. Maybe a team that just fell short in the Super Bowl or something.
Oh, yes. Good point.
Although Foxborough, I think, is in the Super Bowl. He always talked about the quarterback of Foxborough.
Yeah,
quarterback he
of
could
Foxborough
coach
high.
That guy. Although Zero they have like a legend head coach,
high.
I think.
Yeah.
So maybe they wouldn't even want Bill.
So Bill is trying to seem, number one, wanted.
Yeah.
Number two, young, hip, cool. Stephen Godfrey. Let me get you the book on this guy. I was unfamiliar with him, but this was retweeted quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot of good reporting, though, on this stuff. A lot of people
He covers college sports. He says some clarity. UNC met with multiple people, 6 to 7 this week, including Bill Belichick via Zoom.
Oh, they Zoomed Bill?
Does that change your opinion on this?
A little bit.
I pictured Bill getting on a plane.
Well, no, that's my opinion. My opinion is that this is kind of a, hey, this is good for you, this is good for us, but it's not going to
happen.
Fine. So this makes more sense.
Yeah, does it expose maybe how fake this is?
Well,
and
he's
how
good
it is
on the Zoom,
beneficial.
Though. We've seen him on the Manning cast. He can dial up the Zoom with the best of them.
Maybe he just didn't know he could do this all these years.
You can hear Jordan in the background be like, you have to click. You're on mute right now, Bill. You need to click that. You need to click. They can't see you,
right,
Bill.
Right.
Bill, they can't see you.
Right. And do you want me to cut your steak? You want me to do that for you, Bill?
Can you chew it for me?
Are you good? The search is very messy right now, says Stephen Godfrey, due in part to Mac Brown, his public fit. Several key decision makers in the hiring process are very loyal to Mac Brown, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean,
the goal here is to make UNC look like it's hauling all-star names in for the top-level job. The reality is the program is way behind in NIL. UNC has a lot of upside.
They have a lot of upside? They were in the Duke's Mayo Bowl last year.
For now, Belichick, OMG, is a PR win while they continue to shuffle things internally. Was it a job interview officially? If one side needs it to be yes. If the other side needs plausible deniability, maybe no.
Mm.
And so he's saying the reason you have a Zoom meeting like this and you've interviewed is UNC can pump up. We met with Bill. It's a Zoom meeting. Bill can kind of give some plausible deniability. Did I talk to him? Did I not talk to him? Et cetera. Again, it's mutually beneficial for the whole thing. And let me give you one more reason why it's so obviously fake. The names that UNC has talked to or will be talking to. Okay, I was reading Chris Lowe at ESPN.
Yeah, who do you got? Give me the squad.
He says Bill is far and away the biggest name to surface in the North Carolina search.
Right.
Sources said there was genuine interest in both, on both sides. Here are the other names.
Okay.
Tulane's John Sumrall.
Go Green Wave.
Sumral. And not Summerall.
They were ranked for a while.
John Sumrall.
Yep.
Was at or near the top of their list.
All right, right around it.
Okay.
Good.
They are, in
Who
the AAC championship game, apparently. Other candidates include Iowa State's Matt Campbell, Georgia defensive coordinator Glenn Schumann, and Steve Wilks.
Steve Wilkes is getting a sniff.
The Arizona Cardinals head coach.
How about that?
And Panthers interim head coach.
I think this looks better for North Carolina than it does Bill Belichick. Because Bill Belichick, it does have a little bit of desperation. Whereas North Carolina, I think just even being associated with Bill is a good sign.
It's good for them.
Like who else were they going to? Like, okay. Those are the names they might get?
You know who turned him down? And this is why, again, this is
who
also
turned
fake.
Down North Carolina?
Yeah, Arthur Smith.
Really?
Arthur Smith turned him down. He's a UNC graduate. He's
That'd be a good get for them.
Offensive coordinator, former Falcons head coach.
Yeah.
Turned him down. So Bill's not going to take this job.
No.
And I don't expect Bill to go to college, but he's trying to drum up interest. So why? Why does Bill need interest drummed up if he's got jobs lined up? This is where I ultimately landed.
He does not have jobs lined up.
If Bill has jobs lined up and people want to hire him, and Dan Graziano had a list of all the top coaching candidates today, only Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel were ahead of Bill for the most highly sought after people. Well, Bill's so highly sought after, what does he need to drum up interest in college for? Why does he need to flirt with UNC?
He's not.
What does he need to do that if there is any interest?
I don't think there's a lot of interest. I think he also sees this as an opportunity, though, to make it very clear that he wants to coach. Like, if he's willing to take an interview with North Carolina and do something he's never done in his entire life, which is be a head coach in college, then I think that just alerts all these teams that either have already fired their coach, right? There's three interim coaches right now. But he's kind of played himself out of the Jets job.
Yeah,
the Jets is one of them.
He will not get the Jets job.
He's trashed on the whole organization there. So you have Bears and Saints. And then you're probably going to have anywhere between 3 to 6 to 7 more jobs. We were doing the exercise the other day. Like, there are a lot of teams that are obvious. And then there's another group of teams that, depending on how big of a playoff failure they have, might choose to part ways. So I think there's going to be a list either as big as last year or maybe even a little bit bigger to sort of choose from, or not choose from, but that are available. And Bill just wants to make it very clear that, no, I'm not satisfied with my 7 media jobs. Like, I did this to sort of stay relevant for a year and sort of, maybe change how people view me a little bit, but I don't want to be on McAfee every day. I don't want to be on the Peyton Manning cast. Like, I want to be a head coach again.
I don't want to have hours and hours and hours to go do photo shoots at the beach with Jordan.
Because sometimes you think it's obvious, right, that, you know, either Bill or Bill's agent would, you know, reach out to these teams and make it clear. But every once in a while, you'll hear those stories about a guy gets traded and another GM is like, I didn't know he was available. And you're like, what? Like, what do you mean you didn't know? That's your job to do that. So I think this is, like, very clear. Do it while the NFL season's going on. This is also one of those ones where if there's a team out there right now that is teetering on whether they should fire their coach or not, they could say, well, Bill's a candidate. Like, if we want Bill clearly wants back in. So, like, would we rather have Bill or our guy and then go from there? So I kind of get why he's doing it. I just don't know if it's going to have the result that he wants, right? They're like, okay, like, he's interested in coaching, but we're interested in an offensive guy, or we're interested in somebody who's not 72, or we're, you know, whatever it is.
I said for a while, I don't think Bill's going to coach again. Not in the NFL. I don't think teams are lining up to bring him in. I think you need to be really desperate. You would need to, and Graziano made this point in his column as well, you would need to cede personnel power to him. He's not going to go somewhere to just be the head coach. He might tell you that, but I think he's going to...
He's not going to strong-arm the GM you have.
Thank you. He's going to exact more influence, I think. And so I don't think he's coaching in the NFL again. I don't. He got passed over last offseason. No one really wanted him. Atlanta talked to him. He wasn't a top three finalist. No one else interviewed him. The Cowboys could have fired their coach for him last year. The Eagles could have. The Bills could. None of those teams wanted anything to do with going down the Bill road. And so I don't think it's necessarily the NFL doesn't want Bill and wouldn't talk to Bill, but I don't think he's going to land one of those jobs. And I think the fact that he needs it out there, he wants it out there. Oh, yeah, North Carolina wants me. I interviewed there. They're interested in me. The fact he needs to get his name out there is desperate. And I think it tells you he's not getting the traction he wants to coach in the NFL next year. So here's a few questions for you.
All right.
At 617-779-7937. You can jump in all day. We have all the normal bells and whistles on a Friday. Done a little differently here today. We have the Bozo Touchdown Parlay coming up at 1045.
Can't miss.
I mean, that thing has been just red hot.
It's missed.
We will get to some Friday four-pack questions
about the
games this weekend since the Patriots are off.
Nice.
We also have Keith's Keys to the Bye Week.
Keys to the Bye Week.
Which we'll be doing at 1 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss those. So again, 617-779-7937. Do you want Bill back in the NFL? Keith and I both agreed.
Yes.
We want him back. It's a good thing if he's in the league. I don't know that he's going to get that job, but it's a good thing for us to talk about and follow and see if he gets the wins record, all those things. Do you want that? Number two, do you think Bill should look at these college jobs? Do you think he should look at a job like UNC or going the Nick Saban route, as you brought up, at Alabama? Do you think that's a worthwhile avenue for Bill if the door to the NFL is closed? And finally, why do you think he's even bothering with this interview at North Carolina? The Zoom interview at North Carolina. What's the purpose of it? What's the reasoning behind it? You can jump in on all those things.
All right, so the first one is a, yeah.
We want him back.
Well, yeah, of course we want him back. We 100% want him back. It's good for the league. We could follow. It's a story either way.
Do you care about the wins record?
Not really.
I saw the Twitch. I think it was Christy in the Twitch chat brought that up. She said she wants him to get the wins record.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's not. It's second or third.
I never cared about it, and I really don't care about it if he's doing it somewhere other than New England.
Yeah. No, I don't really. There are some records I do care about in sports. That's not really one of them. Like, to me, he's already the best head coach of all time. And to others, he either is or he isn't. And I can't imagine 20 more wins or whatever it is will change their opinion.
That. Thank you.
Right? So I think that he already is. But I think he's great for the league. I mean, right now, you look at the coaches in the NFL and how many of them are even kind of like either big personalities or like you like a big presence on the sideline, and you either like or dislike the coaches, right? There are some that you have zero opinion on, right? Like Brian Callahan with the Titans,
right?
You give a rat's ass if he does well or not, like, no. But like Bill Belichick, obviously here we're going to follow it. I think even nationally you'll follow it, and it's a story either way. If he's great, like Tom Brady's first year in Tampa Bay, what a story. If he's not, what a story, right? Like, I 100% want him back. I don't think he's going to entertain the college thing. I don't even think he really should. I feel like that's kind of, in a way, like beneath him. I think it's a waste of his time. I can't imagine he's going to be anywhere very long, whether it's the next NFL job or the next college job. I don't really want him in college. We would pay attention to that team a little bit, but
a little bit.
Overall, we probably
about
wouldn't.
About as much as we did to Bill O'Brien 2 weeks, right. And then we all forget about it.
Yep. I mean, his kid's been at Washington as the D coordinator all year, and we haven't even mentioned that really once. So, like, I mean, I know that's apples to oranges, but it just serves you no thanks. Why he's doing it, I think both sides are hoping to get, like, a little positive juice from this.
Right.
And
but
also,
that means Bill thinks he needs
positive
press, which means I don't think he's getting a lot of calls. I don't think he's getting a lot of calls
about
NFL jobs.
This is the stringer bell. Get the word out that we're back up.
Yeah.
And that's what he's like. We're coaching next year.
You've been out of a job for a year, Bill. I thought you were on TV every day for that reason. You still need that?
Yeah.
So to me, that tells me he's not getting the calls. What do you guys think? Again, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. And please don't send in any crude jokes about... No, certainly nudes.
Yeah.
Any crude jokes about Bill... And going back to college.
Being at all the sororities. That's not what we're here for. He's a committed man.
His girlfriend's age and the age gap. That, like, please. Like, don't let's not do that today, okay? Honestly,
no.
It's not funny.
It isn't.
It's not worth joking about.
It's just, it's maybe too obvious, this is a smart show.
It's too
for
obvious.
A smart audience.
This is a highbrow, smart, intelligent show.
It's like old school pot two.
Thank you. And we're not going to do it. It's back to school, Rodney Dangerfield. We're not going to do that. It's not what we're going to do today.
You see Belichick at a foam party down there. One of the sororities.
The KY wrestling matches for Bill.
He's like, it's Greek week. It's Greek week. You're like, all right, Bill, relax.
Bill, how do you know? The calendar.
Should you be recruiting?
Yeah,
Bill? Should you be out there?
Yeah, I am. I am is what I'm doing.
Shouldn't you be at high school games? Actually, no. Don't go to the high school games. No, Bill. Get out of here. Get out of here, Bill. Can't do that.
Boy, Bill really recruits the family at these high school games. 617-779-7937. So you can jump in there all day long.
There are cheerleaders at every level, James.
I want to get to a little of the Thursday night game as well as it relates to Jerod Mayo. You could not have a more polar opposite than Dan Campbell. And Jerod Mayo, bold almost to a fault versus scared of his own shadow. We'll get into that right after Trending with Billy Lane.